It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Coach's Corner on this Victorian Stroll Saturday morning. As the Albia Square turns to Norman Rockwell's Christmas scenes tonight, and we want to invite all of you to come on by and stop in tonight in the beautiful town of Albia, where tonight we show off our beautiful community. And I'll tell you what, the Restoration Day Committee does a great job of in the summer of making this place look so great. And then you follow that up with a tremendous way to start the Christmas season, the Victorian Stroll. This whole square is going to be a living and breathing Christmas card from the Victorian era. And this is it's one of the, truly one of the more beautiful places you're going to see in the entire world. And I'm not so biased, say that. But tonight, Victorian Stroll, and bring the kiddies up here, and there's lots of different windows and different scenes to take a glimpse into the past, and also get to see what our community is doing here and looking forward to the future. Beautiful square, the lights, and the pageantry that will be the Victorian Stroll tonight. Really difficult week for me sports-wise, and late last week, we learned of the loss of truly a giant for those who have played baseball in our community. Jack Pope passed away last week. They had his services this week, and Jack truly was larger than life in his personality. A Marine, one of the things that I came to really appreciate about Jack is that you always knew exactly where you stood in life and with Jack. And Jack was very honest with you in a very loving way, but his Marine ways came out because he has no nonsense approach to life, and the way that you respected each other, respected the game of baseball, respected our country, and Jack's impression of the world and how it should be was so important, to, at least to this young man growing up, to have that type of father figure, that type of individual that would care about you, but also put the boundaries in life. And all too often we go through this life without boundaries, and our kids today suffer with that as a coach today. And I'm grateful that Jack Pope is the reason that I got into coaching. When I was 18 years old and he needed a little league baseball team, a minor league baseball team filled, he didn't have a coach for it, he called upon me, and all those years later, and I won't give away the years, but nearly 30 years later, I've been coaching baseball and most other sports here in our community, and it's because of Jack Pope. And I know he's had that kind of impact on many, 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 many men in our community and the lives of different families, and he will be sorely missed. But his legacy lives on. Jack's the Little League baseball field was named after Jack Pope, and his work will live in all the men he touched during their Little League baseball years. And how magical were those Little League baseball years? I know if you get together with a group of guys and you sit around and reminisce on the past, you can't necessarily remember particular scores or standings in any Little League season, but you do remember really big events. And Little League has been seared in the hearts of the kids in this community. That's a big part of why baseball is so strong here in Albion. So my heart and it goes out to the Pope family, and we miss Jack. We love Jack, and we're grateful for all that Jack has done. This morning we're talking some basketball and, of course, wrestling as we get into full swing, and it's hard to believe we're talking about full swing conference action in basketball, and we're essentially a week into the basketball season. And the new scheduling, adding Knoxville to the conference schedule for Albia into the South Central Conference, a great addition, but it really put conference play at the beginning of the season. I believe Albia finishes the season with six straight non-conference games, and You know, that's going to be interesting. Coach is going to have to manage that because Coach Kevin Archer, and we're going to talk with him towards the bottom of the hour, primarily because when you're in conference play and you're at the bottom of the at the end of the season, you're still in conference play. Every night matters. And not that non-conference games don't matter. They do. Every coach, every team wants to win every football, or every game, that is. But there certainly is something more when you're playing a conference rival, a conference team, and there's a conference championship or placement in the conference standing still at stake. It'll be interesting because Coach is going to have to manage his way through that. And also during the beginning of the season, when you normally have your non-conference foes, you get to spend a lot of time changing your lineup, trying to find the right mixes, and so it's going to be really interesting to see how this shakes together. But one thing about it, I know that Coach Archer has got his team always prepared, an outstanding coach, and we're going to talk with him at the end of the hour. But to begin the hour, we're going to start with Ben Schooley when we come back. Ben is the head coach of the Sheraton Chargers, coming off a berth to the state basketball tournament. Tremendous returning team, outstanding young coach, and really like the way he's getting things done there in Sheraton, and lots of fun to be around and talk to, and he's passionate about the kids, his program, and certainly about the game of basketball. And boy, a young up-and-comer, he's laid his mark already on the basketball scene. But we're going to talk with him at the top of the hour, and then here in just a little bit, we're going to catch up with Dave Wenger. He's on the road. They're heading to open up. They're ready to get things going on the wrestling mats, and we'll have all this and more when we come back. Back to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Oh, the sweet sound of free. At Community First Credit Union, you get more than just free checking. More value, more flexibility, and no minimum balance requirements. Go to your local CFirst and let us show you the difference between our free checking and the others. Plus, for a limited time only, when you open a CFirst free checking account, you'll get a free 2-in-1 headphone set and up to $10 cash for your old checks and debit cards. Apply online today at c1stcu.com and make the switch. Rules and regulations apply, federally insured by the NCUA.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, we shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
At Hy-Vee Gas, we've got something new to cluck about. Introducing the $5 Chicken Sandwich Meal Deal. You get a delicious chicken sandwich, chips, and a drink for just $5. That's a tender, crispy chicken sandwich, chips, and a 32-ounce fountain drink for just $5. Only at Hy-Vee Gas. And believe me, it might just be the best chicken sandwich you've ever tasted. So stop by any Hy-Vee Gas today for a meal deal that, well, even the chicken would cross the road for.
Back to the Coach's Corner live at Community First Credit Union. Here's Jason Summers.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. on this Victorian stroll Saturday morning, and we're talking basketball, heading over on 34 over to Sheraton to catch up with Coach Ben Schooley. Hey, Coach, welcome aboard. Great start for you guys, really taking off where you left off last year. And let's start with where we left off last year, and that was a trip to the state tournament. And, boy, what a huge moment it was for the community of Sheraton and for your basketball program. And probably gave you a really good start into your summer workouts.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It was a magical season for us, great for the community. We hadn't done it in 42 years, and it was just one of those seasons where everything just came together at the right time, and I had a great group of kids, and I haven't been in the coaching for very long, but I know that it's something that may not happen again, and so it was a wonderful experience, and you're absolutely right. It helps going into the summer workouts because sometimes it's hard to get kids to get back into the gym. But coming off an experience like that, it makes it a lot easier.
Well, Coach, a great start for you guys, 2-0 in the early going, and the new addition to Knoxville to the conference. It's a new addition to today's world, but a part of the old South Central Conference. But that kind of put a wrench in the program and the scheduling a little bit, and that you really forced what you guys have already had to do, and that's play a lot of your conference opponents up front. You guys have got two wins, and they're both over conference teams. Does that change maybe the approach to your preseason workouts? And then also, that makes it a little bit more of a challenge. Right out of the gate, you don't have a whole bunch of time to experiment with those lineups.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I don't know that it's an ideal situation. It definitely changed the way we approached the first couple weeks of practice. We tried to get a scrimmage in there, and I hadn't done that in the past because our first game was on the road at Davis County. We had to play a veteran Davis County team in a tough environment, and that's not something that you would love to do first time you play a real game. I was very pleased with the way the team responded. I thought my guys came out and played extremely hard. It was a little sloppy, but that's to be expected. But yeah, it's definitely not a situation that I think any of the coaches in the conference would be super excited about. But nonetheless, you gotta make it work. And I was, like I said, I was pleased with the way the guys played Tuesday night.
We're talking with head coach Ben Schooley, head coach of the Sheraton Chargers, 2-0 in the early start of the season. Coach, to start with that conference run, you got three opponents on the road. You've got a win over Davis County at Clark, and then, of course, we'll talk about this game coming up on Tuesday night with Albia. But, boy, that really puts your back against the wall. And what I've found that is if you can play really good defense on the road, you can give your team a chance to make a run at the end of the game to get a win. And boy, I'll tell you what, your defense, you guys got a tremendous athletes and tremendous offensive talent, but your defense has been playing really, really good for you.
Yeah, and we talk about that with the guys a lot. Offense, basketball, it's going to be up and down offensively. You're going to shoot it well some nights, you won't other nights, it's not always going to click, but your defense has to be there no matter what, because defense is a lot more about effort than anything. And you're absolutely right, especially on the road. If you can just battle defensively, it seems like more times than not you're going to give yourself a chance late in the game to make some plays to win. So I think you've hit it right on the head. That's got to be the formula, especially on the road and early in the season.
Coach, I know T.J. Hawkinson's getting lots of attention. Of course, he garnered that on the football field. He made his way last year on the basketball court, Boy, a team starts to pay attention, they're going to have to double-team and triple-team Hawkinson. But, gee, man, it's Christmas. So when you have guys like Derek Lang out front run the show, they can't afford to take their eyes off. You have a lot of weapons, which I think is the reason why your team is so starting, so good.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. TJ is the type of player that there's not very many teams that can just match up with him in high school one-on-one. We've seen a lot of interesting approaches to guarding him, but most of the time it amounts to more than one player, and teams can get away with that if you don't have a player like Derek Lang on the outside that's going to stretch it, because he's a guy that you just have to flat out, like Matt Baker from Albia, he's a guy you just got to flat out guard all the time, just about anywhere on the floor, and so it's a really good 1-2 punch for my team. I'm very aware of how talented those two young men are, and and they're great individuals, and they work hard at it. So they're just a pleasure to coach.
Coach, you know, you look at this lineup, and you got to say, well, hey, and your future looks so good. You got two seniors, if I've got it right, on your team, and a lot of underclassmen that are really coming in to contribute for you guys. Who are those other guys? Maybe that we haven't talked about a lot. That might be the guys that sneak up and be that third and fourth contributor, and bring that depth to your basketball team.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. We do have two seniors. One senior's been playing a lot for us lately. Quinn Storm has been huge for us early in the season. He had 6 or 7 offensive boards at Davis County, which just gives you a huge lift. He's a guy that's going to play really good defense. He's maybe a little bit more athletic than he looks at 6'2", and he can score the basketball around the hoop. So he's been helping us some. Bradley Krutzinger is a junior. He had 17 points at Davis County. I don't think they were expecting him to be able to shoot the way he did, and he came out and played really aggressive and did some really nice things. And then Aaron Kane's our other guard. He's a small guy, probably 5'10". Maybe I'm giving him too much credit there. He's really, really good defensively, and can knock down the outside 3-point shot, which is something we need on our team to give us another shooter besides Derek. And those are guys that have really had to step up. Nobody in conference would have had any idea about them because they didn't play any varsity last year, and they've had to assume the responsibility, and they've done a really nice job early in the year.
We're talking with head coach Ben Schooley, head coach of the Sheraton Chargers, 2-0 in this early season, 2-0 in the conference as well. And, Coach, it comes to Tuesday night. I'm going to be there. I look forward to broadcasting that contest, and it's going to be a lot of fun. The gym will be packed and full. And what are you guys looking for? And what are those things you're going to do to try to get the third straight win here on the road at Albia?
Yeah, it's so much fun. I look forward to the two games every year. Last year it was 2 overtime games. Albie got one and we got one, both on the other team's court. It's a crazy environment. Student sections for both sides are great. I know my kids are excited about it, and I know that Albie, Blue Demons are as well. I have a ton of respect for Kevin Archer. He's a great coach. They're always prepared. As far as what we need to do, I think it starts with Matt Baker. We'll try to keep him under 40 points, which is always a challenge. He's such a good player and a hard worker, and I have utmost respect for him. So it'll start right there. But I know that Albie has other really good players, Blake Bear and Haviman. For us to be successful, we're just gonna have to go in and compete every second of that basketball game. And like you said earlier, we're just gonna have to guard. We're gonna have to guard at every position, and we can't have mental mistakes.
Coach, it's going to be a lot of fun on Tuesday night, but this conference is really tough. I pinned Coach Archer last week trying to break down his view of the conference. Well, you're 2 games in and nearly third game in. How do you see this conference stacking up throughout the season? Obviously, you guys have come in with being the favorite, but how do you see this thing shaking out?
This is a big week for us. We got Albia Tuesday, Knoxville Friday, and, you know, I hate to talk about front runners, but those two teams are going to be right there. I mean, Knoxville is absolutely coming into the conference at the exact right time for them. They've got young talent. They've got some explosive guards. I mean, just hard to guard off the dribble. They're young. So Knoxville and Albia, I think that we have, like I said, this week, Tuesday, Friday, I mean, right there. I think they're going to be right there competing till the very end.
Coach, going to be a great ride again this season, and I know after coming off of a state berth, doesn't that, you know, Coach, when you get there and you cross that plateau and it hadn't been done for so long, now that bar has been passed over, doesn't that make it a lot easier to talk about those type of expectations with the kids and even more importantly, the future kids? You know, on every basketball night, there's lots of seats being filled with young basketball players of the future. And doesn't that just make it that much easier to promote those type of expectations? Because I know that's the kind of expectations you have of your basketball program.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And to be in a place like Sheraton, I know that when I got here, there wasn't a lot of talk about basketball in the town. And, you know, I think there could have been some false ceilings. you know, about basketball in Sheraton, but thanks to the great young men I had last year, we were able to reach a level, and you're right, now younger kids are seeing that, and you can raise your level of expectations. But on the same note, it's important, and I talked to my team about that, it's important that we don't live in the past too long. My team's got to understand that it's a new year, and nothing matters that you did before. You just got to focus on what you're doing now, and this is a different ride, a different journey, and we just got to continue to improve.
Coach, I appreciate so much. Look forward to seeing you on Tuesday night. Have a great weekend, and we'll wait for the showdown that is Tuesday, and of course catch up with you guys throughout the season. And thanks so much for stopping by here at the Coach's Corner, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Jason. It was a pleasure.
Head coach of the Sheraton Chargers, 2-0, folks. They are a really talented basketball team. Lots of fun to watch. Get over here on Tuesday night. This will be a really good matchup between two really good basketball teams. And coach is pretty modest. He won't talk about getting back to the tournament. I know he's going to focus on each and every game. But this is a basketball team with the talent, the youth in this basketball program. They have the capability of making a repeat and three-peat, and he's building a tremendous program over there, and I really love what he's doing with the kids in the program. So, Charger fans, you have a lot to be excited about on the basketball court. Get out and see this basketball game on Tuesday night. We're going to take a quick timeout. We're going to come back. We're going to clear the mats. And Coach Wenger is looking forward to hearing that as the Albia Blue Demon wrestling team is going to take the mats here in just a few minutes, and we're going to catch up with him on his ride over. And we'll be right back. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
Green City Livestock Marketing is having a GeneMax Elite Bred Heifer Sale on Saturday, December 6th, starting at noon. There will be 350 bred heifers available for sale, featuring Brinkley Angus Ranch and other AI sires, Basin Excitement, and PA Safeguard Genetics. All lots are GeneMax tested, fetal sexed, and from reputable cow herds. For more information, go to their website, www.greencitylivestock.com. That's Saturday, December 6th at noon at Green City Livestock Marketing in Green City, Missouri, on Highway 129 South.
If you need a little extra cash during this busy time of year, stop by Community First Credit Union for a holiday loan as low as 8.40% APR. Whether it's for traveling, gift giving, bills, or just a little extra spending money, we have a loan for all of your holiday needs. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time offer. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Hey, moms and dads, be sure you take your kids to Mahaska Drug this weekend, because Saturday, December 6th, from 1 to 5, Santa will be there, Mickey and Minnie Mouse will be there, Elsa and Olaf will be there, and you'll get a free 5x7 picture. You won't want to miss the fun. There's something going on every weekend at Mahaska Drug. Savings throughout the store from 30 to 40%. It's the fun store, Mahaska Drug. This Saturday from 1 to 5, Santa Claus. You won't want to miss it.
Nothing says I love you better on Christmas Day than a gift from Gardner Collier Jewelry. We have a dazzling display of diamond wedding sets and anniversary bands, now 20% off. Or choose from our selection of diamond rings, earrings, and pendants with 25% savings. When gift giving this Christmas, give a gift from Gardner Collier Jewelry, where the largest selection of fine jewelry is now on sale. Choose Gardner Collier Jewelry, Quincy Place Mall, Ottumwa, and Penn Central Mall, Oskaloosa.
Give your clothes the care they deserve with the new Whirlpool Cabrio high-efficiency top-load washer and dryer. With 4.8 cubic feet of capacity, this washer offers enough space to wash more than 3 baskets of laundry in just one load. Precision Dispense Plus, along with 11 adaptive wash cycles, automatically sense and adjust to the size of your load.
while only using the correct amount of water, providing you with the perfect combination of powerful cleaning and gentle fabric care. Paired with a Whirlpool Cabrio 7.6 cubic foot high efficiency dryer, drying loads from your Cabrio washer is made easy. Advanced moisture sensing technology automatically ends the drying cycle to prevent overdrying, while the Enhanced Touch-Up Steam Cycle uses steam to relax wrinkles and refresh clothes in as little as 20 minutes. When paired together, you can save over $3,300 in lifetime energy costs. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albia to see the full line of Whirlpool brand appliances. They're family-owned and operated since 1960.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Breaking news coming in here right now. Evidently, Daryl Schofield has been named head coach of the Albia wrestling team. Breaking news, we'll have to get to that. But according to Daryl Schofield, who I have on the line right now, he's been appointed the head coach of the Albia wrestling team. Daryl, tell us about this breaking news.
Well, Coach Winters kind of got a sore throat this morning. Can't talk too much, which is positive for the rest of the coaching staff, I think. So. He sent me to the radio.
So you're just filling in for him. He hasn't been replaced. Good.
No, I'm just filling in for now.
How you doing, Coach? I know that all of you are excited about today and getting the guys on the mat. Talk about who the teams that you guys will see in the Pekin tournament, and talk about the enthusiasm around the youth that is in this wrestling room.
Well, we're just totally excited about how our first part of the season has gone, even though we haven't competed yet. The kids have just really been working their tails off in the practice room. We probably had as good a first 3 weeks of practice as we've had since I've been on staff, and that's just really exciting for us as coaches to see that kind of enthusiasm and hard work out of our kids. And after we've kind of emptied our cupboard a little bit with our graduating class last year. We're having to retool a little bit, and the kids have really responded really well to that, and it's making us really excited about our potential for this year.
Coach, you always, at the beginning of the season, trying to figure out the weights and where you're going to move guys, and that can be a real challenge because, oftentimes, well, not oftentimes, this time for sure, you guys are coming off a short turnaround of fall to winter seasons, and that makes it difficult maybe to get guys to the weights that they want to get to. But how are you guys doing in terms of that, and have you looked at moving some guys around here in the early going?
Everybody was able to certify with body fat testing where we wanted them to. They really responded well to that, getting down to where they need to be to make sure we've got the doors open at the end of the season for where we potentially might want to go. The thing we've got this year that we didn't have last year is we're going to have some luxuries with being able to move some guys around late in the year if we want to, or last year, we were pretty solid and pretty set from top to bottom in there, and we didn't have that last year. But this year we'll be able to get guys in the right position for the postseason run and based on where we think we can score the most points at. And that'll be just something that will test our coaching abilities and make sure we do that at the end of the year.
We're talking with Daryl Schofield, one of the outstanding coaches on this Albia coaching staff and for the Albia wrestling team. Coach, three guys, if I got it right, that come in with some rankings, and you start with Carter Isley, number one. These guys in the early going, it's so important to get those the right matches to hone in their skills. But oftentimes when guys see that you got ranked wrestlers, they'll find ways to wrestle around them. So who are some of the matchups today that you guys are looking at to give your guys those kind of contests to improve?
Well, I'll really tell you the truth today, we're just wanting to get on the mat. We haven't had any competition yet. Our schedule changed this year. We're not having a dual meet to start the year this past week like we've had in the past with Eddieville and Van Buren in past years. And so the guys are just really anxious to get on the mat and show what they can do and get some of that rust off. And this tournament here at Pekin is a really good tournament to do that. Because the teams here are mostly 1A schools, and you know, the caliber isn't necessarily what we're going to see probably at sectionals and districts, but it's a good place for our young kids and inexperienced kids to get some good matches in, and for our good kids like our ranked wrestlers to get a little rest off and work on some things before we get into some heated competition next Friday night at Central Decatur.
Coach, you guys, you know, you run the role of in your program from being the guy who's trying to chase everything to the team that everything's being chased, or everybody's chasing you guys. And how's the guys respond to that? It seems like that's kind of the role that everybody's taking a badge of honor to have, is that now you're not sneaking up on anybody.
No, we've established a quality program again at Albion, and that's exciting. We've got a lot of youth that are coming into our kids program. Our numbers there are way up this year, and it's just exciting to see the potential for the future of Albion wrestling. You know, with no seniors in the lineup this year at all, next year should be a great year for us with the quality of eighth graders that we're going to add next year. So we're going to build this year and then continue that tradition on in the future.
Any marquee matchups today, Coach?
We'll probably see two or three really good matches. Probably the biggest potential, you know, match today for us is probably going to be, with one of our freshmen, Zach Oldham, at 126. We'll wrestle probably in the finals against, Blair Cochran from Moravia, who was a state place winner last year. So that should be a real good matchup for us to see, and probably should be the most exciting one, for us for today.
Coach, and then that leads us to Thursday night next week. If I got it right, that'll be the opening of your only home duel all season long next Thursday night.
Yeah, right now on our schedule, we do have a couple of open dates yet that we're going to try to maybe see if we can't work something in. But right now our only home meet's next Thursday night. So we'll have a couple conference duels with Clark and Sheraton starting at 5:30, and that'll be a good way for us to get our conference season off and started.
Well, I got to tell you, my phone's been going off the hook here, a text coming in, Coach, with people reprieved, feeling much better knowing that it was just you temporarily filling in for Coach Winger. The complaints were starting to fill in that you'd been had replaced him. So the good news is Coach Winger's okay.
I don't want his job. I like the job I've got, him coming off neck surgery and that, his throat still a little bit weak, and when he yells a little bit too much at practice, he strains it a little bit too much. So he's a little bit under the weather today. So happy to fill in for him.
Hey, Coach, thanks so much. Appreciate it, and have a great time today. And I know everyone's excited to get out on the mats, and let's get wrestling.
All right, thanks, Jason. Have a good day.
All right, Daryl Schofield, one of the outstanding coaches, and that's one of the things that really stands out to this guy. I give Daryl a hard time, but I've enjoyed working with him over the years, and is that we've got a mat room, a wrestling room full of outstanding coaches. You just look at the guys that come in there, and they sweat with the kids and give everything to the kids, and it's head coach, the CEO of Albion Wrestling, Coach Dave Winger, truly the best in the business, and he's got an outstanding crew of guys around him to help make our kids the best, and they're doing a great job. And they're off to the races starting today, and of course, Thursday. We'll have that contest right here on your Sports Leader KIIC. In a few seconds, we're going to take a quick timeout, come right back here. I got the head coach, Coach Kevin Archer, sitting next to me. We're talking about Albion basketball and the Tuesday night showdown, Albion Sheraton. This Tuesday night when we come back to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Traditions bring family together. The Allerton Festival of Trees, December 5th, 6th, and 7th, is a tradition with sights and sounds sure to make the fondest memories of the holidays with your family. The trees, wreaths, lights, the smell of fresh-baked Christmas goodies, and the clip-clop of horses' hooves on a wagon ride are sure to be the memories you can all cherish. Gather at the Allerton Centennial Building, December 5th, from 5 to 7, December 6th from 1 to 7, and December 7th from 1 to 5. Kids can get their pictures taken with Santa Claus at the Inn of the Six-Toed Cat.
This holiday season, Community First Credit Union is here to simplify your life with online, mobile, and text banking. Why bother with conventional banking during the hustle and bustle? Go branchless. It's our most convenient branch. Plus, our call center is ready to help you 7 days a week, including the evenings. Simplify your holiday season with CFirst and go branchless, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Putting the community first, Community First Credit Union.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albion and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Captain's Landing on J5T, the road to the dam, has some of the best pizzas, sandwiches, and ice cream this side of Rathbun Lake. This week's special is a breaded pork loin for $5 or a loaded pizza for only $9. Their winter hours are Thursday through Sunday only from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. That's Captain's Landing on J5T, the road to the dam. For call ahead orders, call 641-7243-PIE. Open Thursday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. through December 14th.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to this special edition of the Coach's Corner. This Victorian Stroll Saturday. That's right, the Victorian Stroll going on tonight. And we want to invite everyone into our beautiful community. This town becomes a living Norman Rockwell postcard, and the windows of our community will be turned into living scenes of the past as the Victorian Stroll gets underway tonight. Absolutely a beautiful setting. It truly is. It's like someone took a normal Rockwell painting and placed it in 3D and laid it in front of you, and that's what you get to see tonight when you come to the beautiful historic square of Albia, Iowa. Sitting next to me here on the Coach's Corner is Coach Kevin Archer and Coach. Had Coach Schooley on just a moment ago from Sheraton, and boy, I'll tell you what, I think about this conference, and I think about the coaches in this conference, and all the way around, you know, there's some outstanding coaches at every conference night. You're going to get a great shot, because regardless of the talent of the and talent has its ebbs and flows, but what you find is consistency and great coaching, and that's what you've done with your program, is that The coaches are able to get the most out of their kids, and they're going to go out and compete, and you're always going to have a competitive basketball night.
Right. A lot of really good coaches and a lot of guys that have done a lot of really good things with their programs. And, you know, I mean, you're going to see a good game plan every night, and you're going to have intelligent game plans, and you're going to have guys that are ready to play you and do their homework and things like that. And it makes it, you know, from a spectator's view and from a fan's point of view, if you just like good basketball, if you like that's going to be fun basketball to watch. You know, from a coaching standpoint, it's awfully stressful because it kind of puts my work ethic or the time that I feel like I need to dedicate it puts it at another level, because I don't want to let my guys down as far as preparation goes. So, which that's a good thing. You know, it motivates you a little bit to do your job the best that you can and try to do things and try to get yourself better as a coach and as a coaching staff. So, you know, it's competitive and it's stressful, but at the same time, I think it brings out the best in every coaching staff in the conference.
Well, you know, Coach, I love coaching football, love coaching basketball. You look at football, and scouting gets to be a big part of conversation when you talk with people about football. The coaches have to really do a good job of scouting, but they have a whole week to scout their next opponent. You guys may have a night or two nights to scout your opponent. That means some late nights for the coaches, because you have to game plan, and every contest you play, maybe guys, the same teams you've seen their coaching style and this coaching their way of approaching the basketball game, but your team changes, their team changes. It's a lot of work on a basketball coach. I don't think people talk about the work that goes into that preparation for each and every game, because the turnarounds are so short.
Right, right. And for the majority of us, we've got this teaching gig on top of it.
Yeah.
You know, and I got a math major and decided to teach math and coach. And, you know, man, you got papers and tests to grade, and you've got things to get ready for there. And, I mean, that's your job. That's your number one priority, you know. And then you've got the coaching gig on top of it. But, you know, a lot of coaches balance it and make it work. And it's, you know, there's plenty of nights there's not a lot of sleep. But, you know, you do it. You do it because you love it, and you do it because you like the kids that you work with, and you're willing to put that time in. But, you know, every coach goes through the same thing. And, you know, opening up with all these conference games, you know, it stinks, but everybody's having to deal with it. Everybody's having to game plan and get ready on short notice. And so it's not like it really lies in anyone's favor. It's just everybody's got to really manage their time and put that extra work in and find ways to get ready on short notice when maybe, like you said, we're used to a little bit more time to prep. You know, our conference games are normally a little bit more spread out, so I believe it was a lot like every Friday when
right.
we had a smaller conference. So we might have non-conference games Tuesday, but in the back of my mind, I'm always prepping for that big Friday. I might prep a little bit for Tuesday, but I can still prep for Friday's game Monday, and then that helps us Wednesday, Thursday. So now if it's Friday, Tuesday, like Sheraton, which is a huge game, you know, today is just – there's all kinds of stuff going on today. There's basketball tournaments here in town. You know, we just got done playing last night. Tomorrow's our big banquet.
Right.
It's a Sunday anyway. So we basically got one solid practice on Monday to get everything in that we want to get in for Sheraton. And that makes it stressful. But you know, we talked to the guys about it last night. We've really got to be focused and maybe spend a little time after practice walking through some things or showing the guys some things and just go a little longer.
Yeah, those Friday, Tuesday turnarounds are just painful. And then when your Tuesday turnaround is Sheraton, mm-hmm. that even complicates things. What do you guys do as a coaching staff in those preparations? What are those kind of, everyone talks about huddle and having access to video of your opponents. You know, how do you guys prepare for, you know, do you have the same type of access? And is it just purely having guys go out and scout for you?
We're not on huddle yet. We that's probably something that's going to happen here within the next year or two. And our conference, I would think our conference at some point will all go to huddle. I think there's a couple teams that already have it. So, yeah, I'm relying on I've got Justin Long here in town that films for me. I got a high school buddy in Ottumwa that loves to do that stuff. So I've had guys out both conference nights this week, and you know, I'm getting DVDs today and just to watch. And so, yeah, if you don't have huddle and if you're not going to be able to share, it's one of those things where you're sending guys out and hoping you can get those copies and those things back in time to get yourself ready. But like I said, I with technology, I think the longer I coach, I think probably the easier it'll be to get the film and what I need to see on different teams.
Let's talk about your team, Coach. You know, you can worry about everybody else all day long, but really all that matters is what your guys are doing. And I know that's really your fixation is to get them to be their best. But talk about your team. You know, you've got, of course, everybody's eyes are on Matt Baker, but I really think it's going to take other guys to step up, and particularly on the inside, to make Matt so, you know, to be his best. You got guys to find their spots on the floor and had that presence inside.
Right, right. And we had three guys in double figures on Tuesday, and we had four guys in double figures last night. I mean, I like how we're playing offensively, and we can get better offensively. I mean, there's some things that we do that we shouldn't at times with the dribble maybe or with some of the passes we're making. Or, so we can get better offensively. It's just the defensive ends where we're really struggling right now. And to top that off, you know, Tuesday, Knoxville hits 11 threes. Last night, Eddyville hits 14 threes. So there's 25 threes that have been made on us in two games. You know, and part of that is us giving up dribble, drive, and kick out. You know, and the other part of that is maybe, you know, just being a little bit unlucky on when you get guys and how guys are shooting. But, you know, if that's going to be your number one thing is, oh, they're not going to shoot like that again, then you're not going to get any better. I mean, the focus has got to be what do we need to do to get better defensively? How are we going to guard better, especially on the perimeter? But that's a big concern, especially coming into a Sheraton team that has, you know, two out of the top three players in our league. You know, I mean, Hawkinson's Division I football player. I mean, we haven't seen an athletic guy like that size, that athletic for a really long time. I mean, just from a pure athletic standpoint, he is really, really impressive. And then you've got Lang on top of him. So two really, really good basketball players. And I think, and I don't, and Ben's not going to come out and say it, but they're every bit as good as they were last year.
Well, you start looking at the guys they've added in. Kressinger, you know, I think he went off for 17 points in Davis County. And so, you know, but you guys got the same type of makeup. You don't have a T.J. Hawkinson, but, man, Matt Baker's not going to – teams are going to have to do the same thing to Matt as teams are having to do to Hawkinson. You know, it requires extra attention. The key for both of ball clubs, I think, really is who can be that third and fourth guy, because, you know, you're going to have your two guys, but you're going to have that third and fourth guy step up a night like Kressinger had for Sheraton. Now, who's that guy going to be for Albie? And to get that maybe consistently.
Right. And like I said, I think if we're going to go 3 to 4 guys in double figures every night, I mean, offensively, I think we're going to be okay. If we work and we get the right look and we're unselfish and we don't care who gets the credit, you know, those are talks that we're having just nonstop about sharing the ball and doing the right thing and getting the right look. You know, and I was a little bit disappointed first half offensively, but second half, I thought we shared the ball a lot better. Matt ends up with 10 assists last night.
Wow.
That ties a school record. And that's a thing where every game you coach, every game you try to take stats live, you miss an assist.
Yeah.
So that might be a thing where we go back through and he's got 11. So, but really shared the ball well, especially second half last night. But
well, didn't you really think, you know, boy, you look at Matt and you say, well, this guy can put up, legitimately put up 30 and 40 points a game and not – And you can say that, and he's not pushed himself. You know what I mean? He hasn't overplayed. But with that capability, I thought really Matt's game would be elevated because he would be such a threat that he would give other guys, he would make other guys around him that much better, and that's where the assist comes in. I thought
right.
That would be his strength of his game.
Right. I mean, he can do a lot of things offensively, and I think he showed that second half with who he was finding. Lee Curran hit some really big threes for us last night, and Matt found him on a couple of those, and we went inside out a little bit. We're doing some good things on offense. I mean, we really, really are. I mean, it just from a defensive standpoint and from a guy and myself that I have always really felt that if I'm going to be able to teach one side of the court, it's going to be defense. And, you know, to have some of these great defensive teams we've had in the past where we, you know, we're high 40s on defensive average and some of those things that we've done, you know, it just drives you crazy that you don't have things figured out defensively yet, and we don't. I mean, we just flat out do not have things where we need to have them defensively, and you know, hopefully we get that straightened out. I tell you, it's not going to be from lack of effort on our stand or on our part. We're gonna do everything we can to get things figured out. And you can make excuses. I mean, we've got a lot of guys that are playing a lot of minutes for the first time. You know, didn't quite end up being as deep as we thought we were, and that's fine because, you know, I love this group that we got. We might not have that cohesiveness that we're going to have defensively at the end, but we got to keep finding the right matchups and the right groups, and we've got to just fundamentally defensively, you know, stop and drive and our rotation and our help. Those are things that we just got to keep getting better at and keep working on, and if the guys understand how important that stuff is, I think we'll be okay.
Talking with Coach Kevin Archer. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back, wrap things up here, and talk about the Tuesday night showdown that's going to be Albion Sheraton when we come back to the Coach's Corner.
Mm-hmm.
This holiday season, Community First Credit Union is here to simplify your life with online, mobile, and text banking. Why bother with conventional banking during the hustle and bustle? Go branchless. It's our most convenient branch. Plus, our call center is ready to help you 7 days a week, including the evenings. Simplify your holiday season with CFirst and go branchless, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Putting the community first credit union.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Talking with the head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, Coach Kevin Archer. And Tuesday night is going to be a showdown, a battle of two teams that made it to the state tournament. And that really tells us how good this conference is each year, Coach. And again, you know, you've got two outstanding basketball teams that are going to go at it on Tuesday night. Coach, both programs, both Albia and Sheraton, have been programs that Sheraton's finally got across that bar into the state tournament, but two really good programs, and you go back to last year and you look at two overtime games, both of you getting wins on each other's court, and I think we're going to see that same type of showdown Tuesday night.
I'd like to think so, too. I'd like to think so. I mean, I think our guys understand that it's a big game, and, you know, with them being 2-0 and us being 1-1 in the conference, I think that improves our focus and our desire to win the basketball game. So, I think the focus and the want will be there. You know, especially Monday in practice. We've just, like I said, I mean, there's just some things that we've got to shore up and we've got to shore them up quickly. I mean, are we capable of doing that? Absolutely. I mean, we're dealing with 16, 17, 18 year old guys, and if you know what that's like to be that age or to coach that age, I mean, night to night can be a little bit different with any of them. So, you know, hopefully we push the right buttons and we make the right adjustments and we get the right thoughts. You know, and you kind of, as a coach, you kind of start to nitpick and you kind of start to, I mean, I always think things are worse than they really are probably. And then when you think times are great, they're probably really not as great as you really think they are, you know, but I thought we played a good defensive half, first half last night. I mean, I really couldn't have asked for a whole lot better. I mean, it was an upgrade, you know. And then in the second half, I mean, not to get into it, but just a strange finish to the game, you know, something that I've really never been a part of or had to experience, and I learned a lesson from it. But, you know, we came into the locker room after the game, and the guys were just like, you know, we had a hand up. Yeah. We had a hand up in their face, and we had a three go in that clipped the back. I mean, it was an impressive display of shooting on their part for a good quarter and a half. I mean, it was just everything. They were squared up, and when they had good looks, they looked, I mean, the shots they took at times looked good, and the tough shots they took, they somehow got them to go in. So but again, you know, you want to make excuses, you want to talk about all the reasons why you don't do things well. and you don't put some of that ownership on yourself, you don't get better.
Well, you got the W, and that's really good. And against any time you can beat these conference rivals, and Avery, Blakesburg, Fremont, it does not matter what year it is, and you're going to get a great contest out of them, and that's a credit to their coaching staff and their kids and their program. And I'm looking forward to Tuesday night, Coach. I'm looking forward to this basketball team because I think this your basketball team, Coach. You know, you got a lot of young guys and young, and not necessarily in their where they're at school wise. You got a lot of juniors that are going to contribute this year, but guys that have not had the minutes on the floor, and of all seasons to have all those conference games packed at the beginning. I you know, this group of guys capable because they got really good athletes and good kids, but you really could use a few games to experiment with these new guys coming in. And you're going to get that at the end. And that may be your biggest challenge, you know, as a coach. We talk about all these games up front, but at the end, you know, to have six straight non-conference opponents, that really forces you to how do you keep guys attentive during that time frame? Because now their minds really start to slip into to the playoffs. And so you're going to have a lot of fun coaching this year. I know that.
Oh, yeah. It's fun when you're able to accomplish things in the end, like we have been able to, like we did last year. That makes it all worthwhile. And yeah, you'd like to be playing your best basketball at the end of the year, so you can make a run and you can do some special things. But yeah, like you said, you know, when you're trying to mix and match and get guys to play together and find the right chemistry and find the right mix, and you've got to open up like this, it makes it really hard. But again, you know, you make excuses.
Yeah.
And you're happy with where you're at.
Exactly.
Or you don't make excuses and you bust your tail. So,
well, that's what you are working with guys that are workers and guys that expect to win. And that's a lot of fun. And Coach, congratulations on the win last night, and congratulations on the program, because it's outstanding and you guys have really built a really solid program. And you know, you've had a lot of guys around you that help you get that done, but each and every year you guys are competing at the top of the conference.
Yep, hope to get some things figured out and make another run.
Tuesday night's going to be a special night, folks. We'll be there to bring you all the coverage, and the Albia High School Auditorium is going to be rocking on that Tuesday night. You'll want to be there and be a part of the excitement that will be this South Central Conference showdown, Albia Sheraton, on Tuesday night, and of course we'll be there. You need to be here tonight as Victorian Stroll gets underway and the beautiful historic square turns into a living Norman Rockwell scene. Have a great Saturday morning. You've been listening to The Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union.
One, they're thinking, we got to blow these guys out for the